Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hey, Abe, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry I missed your call yesterday. You could reach me at your earliest convenience at 877-635-6225, extension 711. Google guaranteed update. The background check's still in processing. They're doing an AV review today, so everything's moving in the right direction for that. And then just let me know with the Google Ads, like the new CID, what you want to do with that, okay? Also, too, I know you do have a Yelp leads. Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. You got an iPhone, huh? Mine, too. I can answer during the voicemail. Can you hear me now?
You know, I didn't hear it ring, and I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Someone is calling me.
Okay. Oh, no way. You need to answer it?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, what I was saying is, Google guaranteed update. Your background check is still in processing, and they're doing an AV review today. So everything's moving in the right direction for that. Okay. So just a heads up on that. I got that, confirmation this morning. Okay. And then I was calling too. I know I missed your call yesterday. I reached out to IT this morning because my phone didn't ring. So I'm trying to make sure that's fixed for other clients too, you know? But I was just calling to see what's going on, how you guys felt about the new CID, or if you're just going to try to get the, advanced verification done on your end with the current CID.
Since you're going through a new CID, correct?
Yeah, so the way it was explained to me by Kelly is the reason we don't get added to current CIDs is because we put our billing info on, so we want to make sure that like we're kind of in control of that. That way you guys kind of don't run the bill. I know you wouldn't do that. It's just our kind of our procedure right now, I guess, with Google Ads. So per Kelly, she told me we would have to create a whole new CID if you were to do the Google Ads with us. But remember, I sent you in writing, and I verify with our CEO, Kelly, our COO, like everybody, that that CID is transferable for Google Ads.
And you said minimum advertisement a month is about $300.
That's what we recommend with a new account, okay? But what Kelly told me is you just need some ad spend because – What's gonna happen when we create the new CID, it's not gonna automatically ask for the AV. It's gonna run the ad spend until Google flags it for the AV, and then we do the AV process. You know what I'm saying? So Kelly told me you need a budget in there. It could even be $100, but our recommended minimum amount for sure is $300.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and there's no additional charge for you guys to get me a new CID.
No, sir. It's just going to be your ad spend that you put into the account. Correct. So you don't have, like, with Google guaranteed how there was an application management fee, you don't have that with Google Ads.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do that. Let's do that, Dan.
Okay. So let me notate this and tell Kelly to, do you want to do 300 towards it, or there's no telling when it'll flag it. You know what I'm saying? So you might run the whole 300, or it may run 200 of it, and then it's flagged for the AV. So, you tell me, what do you want to do?
Let's do the minimum for now.
Okay.
And once we are ready to go, I'll start putting 300. Or
right,
more.
Right. Okay. Yeah, what's going to happen is we'll run that budget, and then it'll flag it for an AV. So we're just going to put 100 towards it, right? Just to clarify?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. All right. So give me one quick second here. I'm going to message her too. That way she could get rocking and rolling on it right away.
So Dan, they'll appeal my other number or no?
No, they won't appeal it. So Google Guaranteed's different. With Google Guaranteed, you can't have multiple profiles, right? With CIDs, though, for Google Ads, you can, because we're a Google Premier partner, so we could create our own CIDs for Google Ads. And again, it is transferable, so it's not going to appeal or diminish your current CID. We're just going to create a whole new one, basically, is what's going to happen.
Okay, so...
Does that clarify, or...
Yes. So I'm allowed to have multiple ones, because yesterday I appealed the old one.
Oh, you did? Okay. When you explained it to me, like, the logo, it should have went through 100%. And the utility bill, I know, I already explained all of it to Kelly, too. The utility bill, we have some clients that are in the same situation. They don't have, like, electricity bills. There has to be some other utility form you could use, and she'll know exactly what to do there. And then the third one was, I forget what it was. I have it notated. You probably know offhand, though, right? Well, what was the third issue again?
The car registration,
which is crazy because it's registered in California. So it seems like simple fixes, you know, but what we're going to do, the way she explained it to me, when we create the CID, it'll run the ad spend, and then what'll happen is it'll flag it for an AV, you know? So,
yeah. Okay.
All right. So let me just attach Google Ads, and then I'm going to message her. Okay. Just putting 100 on it, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, let's see. Add his description. And you already know $100 isn't a whole lot towards ads, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is just to clarify, this is just to kind of get the ball rolling so we could flag the AV, and then once we get that whole process situated, then you could obviously, you know, pour more into your ads, no problem, you know?
Okay, perfect.
All right, just give me one second here. Right, so that's golden. Hold on. Let me do revisions, and I'm going to message Kelly directly. Okay, so I messaged her department, and then let me message her directly, too. I was just talking with her on it, so she's, like, fully aware. All right, give me a second. Let me go over here, Kelly. Thing. Let me tag her. Okay. So I just sent that over to her so she could start. Now that you have an ad spend in it, right, she's going to be able to create the profile. She's super fast about it, okay? So I'm going to have her create the CID, get the ads launched, right? Our normal timeline on that is 7 to 14 days, but it's going to be way faster, you know, because I want her to get the ball rolling. So we can flag this AV process. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'll get her rolling on that right away. The other thing too, you have that call with Amy at 9 a.m. regarding Yelp. Is that still a good time for you, or?
You know, I'm actually going, I have a doctor's appointment. I made it yesterday. And
okay. Okay.
It's around, 9:30, and I'll just reschedule with her right now.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I can send her a message. What day and time would work best for you?
Can I text you on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Can I email you?
Yeah, either way, email or text, and I'll forward it to her.
Okay, awesome. One more thing I was going to ask you. I have a friend of mine who is in the bonds business.
Okay,
you know,
Bell Bonds, yeah.
Bell Bonds.
Yeah, and that's a really good industry.
Yes, and he was thinking about, you know, doing some type of advertisement on Google. I was telling him that I'm working with you. Is that something that you guys do?
So for Bell Bondsmen, Google Guaranteed's not available, unfortunately. For his industry, typically he's going to want to do the local SEO to show up in that map section, right? And then on mm-hmm. top of that, he does want to run a Google ad campaign. Those Google ads hit really well for Bell Bonds because usually when those people search, they need like somebody now. So you showing up like as a top recommended option, it would help him big time. Bell Bondsmen's are really successful with this program. And I'm assuming he has all the licensing and all that stuff too, right? Insurance and stuff.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Just have him call me, and I'll go through the best package for him, and I'll make sure like he qualifies too. That way we could get him verified and stuff. You know.
Okay. All right. Perfect. We'll do.
Okay. All right. Awesome. All right. And he's in the same area. I'm assuming he's out here.
He's out of Irvine. Yeah.
Irvine, perfect. Yeah, yeah. So just have them call me, and then I'll check all the availability and the competition and all that stuff, too.
Yeah, I think the office is out of Santa Ana.
Okay, good. It's better than Santa Ana. Irvine's like the safest city in the nation or something. Santa Ana, you're probably getting more bail bond searches.
Yeah. the office is out of Santa Ana, across the street from the jailhouse.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Okay. All right. I love it.
All right. Perfect. You have a great rest of your day, okay? Talk to you soon.